Good morning, blessed Christmas to you all. Please rise and join me in our first stanza of hymn 79.
Thank you.
Christmas Day song service and celebration of the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, we bring to you this morning some quotes from Martin Luther, the father of our Lutheran heritage, the one through whom made comments and recorded comments for us on the verses that we just got done in our responsive reading on Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. So that's what these quotes are based upon. And what we'll do is we'll read a quote and then we'll sing the stanza or two that's listed right after. So we begin with Luther's thoughts on the quote, "For unto us a child is born." Here you see the prophet speaking about the kingdom of peace, because he boasts about a child born and a son given, who will be the head and king of this kingdom. And therefore it will be a kingdom of peace, not of strife. All these words are strong and intensive. Above, he spoke of the greatest affliction, of darkness and the shadow of death, likewise of the law, of sin and of death, the most oppressive tyrants. Against them he now places the king, born and given to us, who is to set us free from them and implant us into his peaceful and happy reign. He now proceeds to explain what kind of reign that is. We sing hymn 106, stanza 4. Thoughts on the phrase, "The government will be upon his shoulder." The government of Christ are we, whom he carries on his shoulders. Other kings are carried like rods by their subjects. All kingdoms of the world are carried and are burdens on our neck, and they reduce bodies and possessions to slavery. Therefore, in the manner of ruling in the kingdom of the world and in that of Christ, there is a difference. In the kingdom of the world, the prince or king alone is free. All others are servants. But in Christ's kingdom, Christ alone is a servant, and we are free. So the present day, it is with Christ, once for all, however, in his cross and death. He commanded his ministers and all his members to bear one another. He himself is the cornerstone and the foundation. Thus, in the kingdom of Christ, those who serve rule, and those who rule serve. Hymn 712. On his name shall be called Wonderful. The kingdom of Christ is beyond grasp, reason, and experience. Here the flesh must be put to death with all its wisdom and judgment, and it must be grasped only by faith. We must believe that Christ's righteousness is ours. Reason wants to lean only on its own righteousness, not on someone else's. We believe life, glory, righteousness, and peace. But on the contrary, we feel death, shame, sin, and trouble, which makes his name wonderful. Thoughts on the name Counselor. Lest we come short in the matter of faith, he gives us counsel, that is, the Word, so that we may abide in so wonderful a government of his kingdom. This is truly not a simple word, but it is a word that is able to save in dangers. I have passed through unspeakable trials in which no creature was able to counsel me. I have passed through trials of such a nature that I thought no one on earth had them before. I have at times thought that I endured temptations just as great, just as grievous, just as manifold as did St. Paul. There would never have been any remedy and advice for difficulties so great, for temptations so grievous, if Christ had not come to open the Bible to me and to advise and comfort me with his word. Thus God comforts us in all tribulations, so that we are able to comfort those who are in any affliction. We sing 710, verse 1. From Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. Some think that God doesn't intervene in human affairs, but the birth of Jesus was a profound intervention on God's part. From the incarnation to the dream messages to common men to the choosing of his name, we read. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son,
And you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us.
We sing Emmanuel, thy praise, thou Prince of life and fount of grace, thou flower of heaven and star of morn, thou Lord of lords, thou virgin born, Alleluia.
Luther's thoughts on the term mighty God. Once again, the verses are, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The name Mighty God, Luther's thoughts. Eil is the Hebrew. Eil, that is strong power. Here it is not the person or nature of this king that is depicted, but only his wonderful government of the kingdom. Therefore he has counsel. He has full power. He can come to the aid of the weary and those spent by trials. Thoughts on the term Everlasting Father. This indicates the work and business of this king, not his person. This name fits no one else. He always increases his reign. He always begets children and rules over them. He always remains the Father, the Everlasting Father. He does not assume the role of tyrant. His children are always his beloved. This is beyond question the most delightful kingdom. Second Bible reading comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Christmas is for children, children of God. Only those who rejoice to be delivered from sin can really appreciate the birth of Jesus Christ. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him there is no sin. Thoughts on the term Prince of Peace. In the kingdom of Christ, there is grace, comfort, forgiveness of sins, joy, peace. He does not deal with the transgressor in sternness, but as a father. The forgiveness of sins is justification, and peace follows justification. This peace is not only peace of mind, but also plenty and soundness of mind and good health of body. Such is the reign of Christ. It is extended by killing. It is fertilized by the blood of the believers. And the more distress there is, the more peace grows in the heart. We sing hymn, Fields Are Peaceful and White.